Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. This is the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And today's episode is Volume 4, Episode 16. And here's the title, Why Best Known Beats Best, The Truth Behind Success in a Noisy World. So again, welcome back to the Platinum Business Break Podcast, where we explore practical strategies, expert insights, and actionable steps to help you elevate your business. And I'm your host, Dan. And today we're going to dive into a concept that has the power to transform how you think about your business. Best known beats best product or service. So think about it. How many excellent products or services are out there that we never heard of? Why do some companies succeed while others with obviously better products or services struggle? Well, the answer lies in visibility or standing out in a noisy world. Today, we'll explore why being best known in your market is more important than having the best product. And I'll be sharing actionable strategies to make sure your business gets the attention it deserves. So grab a notebook, take some notes, because by the end of the podcast, you'll have a solid plan to stand out in today's noisy marketplace. All right, you ready to get started? Let's jump right in. All right, so in 2024, we're all fighting for attention. It's a noisy world out there. And really, since COVID, social media, the internet, and all that has really, really blown up. The digital landscape is oversaturated with ads, content, and distractions. In fact, recent studies suggest that the average person sees between 6,000 and 10,000 ads per day across all media. Now, let that sink in for a minute. 6,000 to 10,000. Now, again, that means just, you know, being exposed, you know, maybe up for half a second or as you're flipping through it, but 6,000 to 10,000 a day, that is crazy. So with so much information coming at us, it's no wonder consumers are gravitating towards brands that they recognize rather than those they've never heard of. So it doesn't matter if you have the best service or product in the world if no one knows you exist, right? It's not the old days where a superior product would naturally rise to the top. Build it and they will come. Today, the businesses that are winning are the ones that demand attention. Now, here's a statistic that really drives this point home. According to a report by HubSpot, 60% of consumers prefer to buy from brands they've heard of before, even if there's a better product available. So what does that tell us? People trust familiarity. In a world where consumers are overloaded with choices, they gravitate towards the ones they know. It's just human nature. Now, before we move on, I want to take a moment and let you think about the last product or service that you purchased. Was it from a brand you already knew, or did you go with something brand new? Chances are you went with the familiar option. Now think about food or restaurants. You're driving around and you see maybe a new restaurant and you know there's no information on it, but you see the usual burger joint you go to. Well, you're probably going to go there, right? That's kind of what we're saying. So take a second to write down one area of your business where you think you could increase visibility. It could be on social media, through email marketing, or maybe through paid ads. So if you're comfortable sharing, hey, just send me a note, DM, drop a comment. I'd love to hear from you. All right, so let's get to some real world examples of where being best known trumps being the best. So example number one, McDonald's versus local burger joints. Now look, I love McDonald's, but I'm sure you've had a moment driving down the road, you're craving a great burger, and you pass countless of local joints that you've never heard of. And you probably know a local place that serves the best burger or better burger than McDonald's, but what do you end up doing? You pull into McDonald's because it's familiar. It's consistent. You know exactly what you're getting. I don't care what town you're in, it's pretty much the same. So this is a great example of how brand recognition can drive sales, even when product isn't necessarily the best on the market. All right, example number two, Apple versus other tech companies. So let's talk about Apple for a moment. Yes, you know, I love Apple. They produce excellent products, but from a technical standpoint, there are other companies that produce devices with better specs, whether it's high resolution, longer battery life, or superior features. But Apple is the best known. Its branding and its marketing and overall user experience makes it the go-to brand for millions. Apple has mastered the art of being the brand everyone knows, trusts, and wants to own. Yeah, for example, look at when they introduce a new iPhone. Look at people waiting out for days just to get the latest iPhone. And here's the last one. Example number three, the Dollar Shave Club. Now, here's a less obvious example, the Dollar Shave Club. They didn't invent razors, nor did they offer a better shaving experience than some of the legacy brands like Gillette. But they became best known because of their hilarious viral video campaigns and consistent smart marketing. They understood that building brand recognition could set them apart, and it worked. In fact, they were able to capture enough attention to be acquired by Unilever for a reported $1 billion. Now, that was a payday for the guys that owned the Dollar Shave Club. Why does this work? Why do people tend to buy from brands they know, even if they aren't the best option? Well, it comes down to psychology. Familiarity breeds trust. Or some people say contempt, but in this instance, it breeds trust. People don't want to make the wrong decision, especially when they're overloaded with options. Choosing a brand they've heard of before feels safe. There's cognitive bias called mere exposure effect. The more we're exposed to something, the more likely we are to favor it. That's why you see the name of ads over and over and over again. Marketers know that repetition builds familiarity, and familiarity builds trust. So when your brand becomes familiar, you've already won half the battle. So how can you put this knowledge to use? How do you go from being an unknown player in your field to being the go-to business that everyone thinks of first? So here's five best practices or five suggestions. So number one is leverage social media consistently. And I would even suggest do it in your local market. Again, depending on the business you're in, if you're a small local business, you know, pick a 1, 2, 3, 4 mile radius. If you're a larger company, pick a region and just focus on that. But social media isn't just a marketing tool. It's your chance to create a dialogue with your audience. According to Sprout Social, 55% of consumers discover new brands on social media. Hey, and I know that's true with me. I just ordered a jacket from a company. I hadn't seen it yet, and I'm not sure where it's coming from, but it was a great price, a great style, and it had awesome marketing. So I'm going to give it a try. But it's not enough to post once in a while. You need to create a consistent stream of engaging, valuable content that keeps you in front of your target audience. All right, here's the second thing that you could do. Okay, you could build a brand, not just a product. So people connect with stories, not just products. So what's your brand story? Why do you exist? Brands with a strong sense of purpose grow faster than those without one. And this has been proven in a Harvard Business Review study. Be clear about your mission, your values, and what you do. Consumers resonate with a compelling story far more than they do with just product features. Right, number three, invest in paid ads. Now, again, if you've got the budget, paid ads allow you to skip the line. Whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, or Google, spending a little bit of money will boost your brand's visibility, and it can pay off big time. Did you know that businesses make an average of $2 in revenue for every dollar they spend on Google ads? That's 100% return on investment. But again, the caveat is companies that do that, they've been doing it a long time. They've got experts doing it. So if you're going to do it or try it, start small. I'd recommend Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Do something local, do something small. Keep your budget where it's not going to break the bank. And then what you start doing is testing ads and seeing what's going to work. All right, collaborating and network. Networking isn't just about in-person events anymore. Digital collaboration is huge. So partnering with influencers, bloggers, and even other businesses in your niche can really extend your reach significantly. For example, a strategic partnership with a complementary business can introduce your brand to an entirely new audience. All right, last one here, number five. Utilize SEO, that's search engine optimization, to increase reach. It's a long game, but it's worth it. Optimizing your website for search engines helps you appear when people are actively looking for your products or services. 70% of the clicks go to the first 5 search results on Google, so showing up on those top spots is crucial. All right, let's get down to some actionable steps. Here's 5 things you could do right now to start building your visibility. So number one, content strategy. If you're not posting content regularly, and I mean like daily, start today. Make a schedule, whether it's blogs, podcasts, videos, social media posts, start putting out content that reflects your brand and adds value to your audience. Make your free content better than most people's paid content. Hey, if you want to put that to the test, look at any of my social content on the Platinum Business Consulting channels. I'm everywhere. Almost every day I'm posting something, and I've been doing that for years. All right, number two, paid ads experiment. As I was mentioning before, start small. With a daily budget of $5 to $10 on platforms like Facebook or Google, measure the results, start putting more money towards the ads that are working, adjust as needed. All right, number three, ask for reviews. Encourage happy customers to leave reviews online. 88% of consumers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations. Positive reviews are essential for building credibility. Now, I think of myself on Amazon when I'm looking at a new product or service. I'm looking, and if it's got terrible ratings, I won't buy it. Even if it's like, I'm like, man, I've got to have this. And I go, oh, it's only got 2.5 stars. I'm probably not going to buy it. And that's the other thing, Platinum Business. And we can help you with our proprietary AI software with reputation management. Number 4, collaborate this week. Reach out to potential partners this week. It could be an influencer, a fellow business owner, or someone in your niche. All right. Number 5, SEO audit. Again, that's search engine optimization. Take a look at your website's SEO. Are you showing up in search results for key terms related in your industry? If not, it's time to optimize. Look, and if you can't do that, you could find someone on Fiverr, or maybe through your web provider to do that, or if your web provider should be doing that for you. So make sure you ask them about optimizing your SEO. All right, number 6, last one, start a podcast or create your own YouTube channel. Look, they're basically free. I mean, especially YouTube. Now, YouTube, if you didn't know, is owned by Google or vice versa. So start a channel and drop a video every day. And they have now something called Shorts. That's, you know, less than 2 minutes, I believe, is the time for a short. And you can own your niche, but you got to do it every day. You got to be consistent. Consistency is the key. So again, YouTube, it's free. It's just your time. Okay. So it's free TV. It's free ads. Go for it. All right. Quit waiting. What are you waiting for? All right. So there you have it. In today's crowded marketplace, being the best isn't enough. You have to be best known. So take action today. Start building your visibility, telling your story, and getting in front of people who need to know about your brand. I hope you found today's episode valuable. If you did, I'd love to hear it for you. So please hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, and share it with fellow business people who could benefit. Remember, you can't grow if people don't know you exist. So take control of your brand's visibility. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, until next time, we'll see you then. Bye.